Welcome to the Talent Intelligence Podcast by Consilium Intelligence. This is episode one of a series of discussions about talent and its place in the investment management industry, particularly around alternatives, banking and other financial institutions, as well as around technology. My name is Mark Bright. I'm a co-founder and chief operating officer of Consilium Intelligence. Today, we're thrilled to introduce our very first guest, Sandy Cole. Sandy is the Managing Director and Global Head of Business Advisory Services at Citi and is part of the Global Sales and Relationship Management team. Citi's Business Advisory Services creates market-leading research and thought leadership on the evolution of hedge fund and alternatives investment industry as a whole. They're looking at shifting attitudes, behaviors, service expectations across the key investor segments and fund managers. The research produced by Sandy and her team have not only been extremely informative, but they've also provided incredibly insightful forecasting on the future shape of the industry. It's no surprise that Sandy finds herself constantly on call with the senior leaders in the industry and the decision makers for the industry. Sandy's a frequent speaker at industry events and is a widely published author. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's a pleasure. This is a topic that's near and dear to your heart, I guess, with your recent survey and all the work you've been doing at Citi over the years. So we're very pleased to have you here.
Thank you.
Just by way of introduction, Sandy is part of the Business Advisory Group, a group that she leads. This particular group inside of Citi, it creates market-leading research that impacts the alternatives and hedge fund investment industry as a whole. They look at the shifting attitudes, service expectations for the industry. They really focus on the things that are shaping the industry today and give a nice forecast to the industry and its evolution. One of the key things that Citi focused on towards the end of last year was to look at the human capital and the impact of talent in the industry, and that will be a topic of conversation for today.
Great.
Why don't we get started with perhaps you just saying a little bit more about you. How did you come to be here? How did you become the head of Citi's Business Advisory Services?
So I have practiced one of our main tenets we talk about in our new People Alpha paper, and that is I have had lots of different experiences throughout my career. I started off as an analyst doing research on the commodity markets, the soft commodities, so coffee, sugar, cocoa, cotton, and orange juice futures. I was an analyst for 10 years, and then I was a portfolio manager for another 5 years, first with Commodities Core and then with GSAM. And then I moved completely out of the commodities industry and began doing consulting around the emerging technologies, right when the internet was starting to take hold in investment services. And then I moved into management consulting and started focusing on hedge funds and on how prime brokers are servicing hedge funds, and did work as a consultant at 8 of the top 10 prime brokers on the street, including Citi, who asked me after the global financial crisis to come back and join their organization and think about what might a new hedge fund consulting practice look like within Citi. And we had a very strong point of view back then that the industry was becoming very institutional and that hedge fund consulting wasn't going to be about startups and wasn't going to be about finding new employees and new office space and getting your launch technology. That rather we were going to really see the industry have to start to meet a much more institutional set of demands. And that's kind of how we started to create this thought leadership. We went out, we spoke with the big institutional investors who were allocating to hedge funds. We spoke with the consultants that were helping to place money with hedge funds. And then we spoke with a whole variety of hedge funds themselves, all getting their point of view about how they saw their own landscape changing and evolving. And that was back in 2009, 2010. And since then, every year, we have been doing these industry evolution surveys where we're looking at the next 12 to 36 months and how the industry is changing and evolving. And just about 3 years ago, we started doing this industry revolution series that looks out 5 to 10 years in thinking about how the industry is changing. And so what's really exciting about this People Alpha topic is that it kind of spans both industry evolution and industry revolution. And it really, I think, touches on a lot of the foundational changes that are happening in our world and what they mean for where we see the industry going forward.
Great. That's wonderful. You know, I've been following, as you know, all the papers that you've produced over all the years. And the one thing that's always fascinated me is the way that you focus on what's changing and what the most important, pertinent things are for the people who are managing a lot of the money in the industry today. Hugely insightful. And, you know, oftentimes I look back, I pick them up, and I say to myself, wow, that was just spot on. We can see that today. Amazing.
Thank you. I mean, I do get the true privilege of being able to talk to so many incredibly bright and incredibly forward-looking people across the industry. So in a sense, I get to boost off of their insights as well. So thank you for that compliment, Mark. Appreciate it.
Well earned. Well earned. So let's focus on the latest survey that you guys put together relating to human capital. The topic of the paper, if I can call it a paper, mm-hmm. was optimizing human capital management practices to achieve People Alpha. There are really three main themes that that you focused on throughout that paper. And perhaps we could take each of those three themes one at a time and, mm-hmm. and just, you know, draw it out a little bit.
Great. Let's do it.
Perfect. So the first one was addressing the challenges of a multi-generational workforce in a period of rapid technological and societal change. That's quite a mouthful.
Yes, it is. I've never been accused of using too few words. That's for sure. But let me break that down and make that much more relatable, because it's really, I think, one of the most exciting parts of the story. And that is, we honestly, quite honestly, are going through a period of industry revolution, right? And we don't typically think of investment management as an industry that could go through an industrial revolution, because we don't really produce anything. We think factories when we think industrial revolution. We don't think investment management firms. But the truth is that the definition of an industrial revolution is seeing the mode of production move from a cottage industry where you had small groups of people doing this completely on their own to a much more technology-driven mode of production that really takes advantage of technology to cut the cost, to increase the speed, and to increase the throughput of what is being done with the product. And that's exactly what we're seeing in the financial services industry. We have really seen the emergence in the last few years of technologies that are taking us away from this idea of a star PM. And they're starting to open up what had been these proprietary cottage industry-like processes that individual portfolio teams pursued. And we're starting to bring all new toolkits into that. We're starting to bring natural language processing. We're starting to bring artificial intelligence. We're starting to bring machine learning. And all of that is creating new types of insight and new types of intellectual property or IP that is moving the industry from individuals owning the means of production to this blend of man plus machine. And what's exciting is that this is happening across the whole industry. It's happening in traditional asset management. It's happening in hedge fund strategies. It's happening in private assets. And what we're seeing as a result of it is that the technological platform that the industry runs on is completely morphing. We have always been in financial services kind of this closed source proprietary build industry that operated on our own mainframes and our own servers, and we were very cut off from the major technological trends of what was happening in the world. But that is all changing. And now we're moving into the cloud. We're moving into open source technologies. We're moving into new types of analytics that actually people within our own organizations are not creating or developing. They're just deploying. And all of this is changing the nature of our firms. And that technological progression is happening very, very quickly. But what we have really seen is that together with the technological progression, there really has not been an equal rethinking and recalculation of our approach to our human capital, to the talent in our organizations. And we see more and more issues starting to arise as people become concerned that their talent is feeling left behind by what's going on from the technological change within their organizations. So that's one of the reasons that we have done this paper. The second is that we are really at this unique juncture in the world in that for the first time in 50 years, we're actually going to have five generations working simultaneously in the workforce. We have people who are 65 and older who are benefiting from longevity, who are benefiting from increased health and alertness, wanting to stay in the workforce, either because they find it challenging or they honestly might need more money to be able to afford their retirement. And at the same time, at the opposite end, we have Generation Z coming into the workforce as our interns and analysts now. And unbelievably, Generation Z actually has been raised almost entirely in the smartphone era. So if you think about that, people who are part of the silent generation and people who have been raised wholly within the smartphone era are needing to work together inside our organizations. And this too is putting a lot of pressure, particularly because the leadership in most of our organizations is coming from the baby boomer and the Gen X generation that really got brought up in a very hierarchical, go up the career ladder, get rewarded as you progress culture. And most of the line workers are now coming from a background where they don't trust that that career ladder really leads anywhere. I mean, most of our younger workforce came of age and they saw first the dot-com bubble, and they saw a lot of people losing assets, losing jobs, and losing their ability to keep their career on track. And then they went from there into seeing the global financial crisis, and they saw people losing their homes, and they saw society's credit freeze up completely for a period, and mass panic. And so they're just not as trustful of the career ladder. And so you have this mismatch in many organizations between the way that the leaders think they should run an organization and what many of the younger individuals in their organizations are actually looking for as an experience. And we heard this over and over in our interviews. They're really worried because for most of my life and your life, going into financial services, going into investment management was probably one of the most sought after career paths available. And now we're actually losing a lot of talent to the tech industry, to the gaming industry, to other industries where they're offering them a very different experience. So it was really both those factors that caused us to think about this paper that we just published.
Great, thanks, Sandy. That's totally fascinating when you think about people who are building businesses for the first time on one end. Sometimes they come with domain expertise, sometimes with just a great tech pedigree. They understand how to architect things, but they haven't got the seasoned veteran experience on going through crises or big momentous changes in the industry. If you like what you've heard today, feel free to share, like, and comment. Contact us at any time. Let us know your thoughts and your ideas, anything else that we could be focusing on that is of pertinent interest to you. Thanks for listening to the Consilium podcast.